Thank you. Number 200. 200 in our hymn book. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand as we sing.
His grace.
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing that chorus, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, to God. Oh, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing together, Victory in Jesus. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we praise you, we praise your name. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Someone pray with us, please.
Dear Lord, I pray that we would not be only filled by bread alone, but by, Lord, I pray that, Lord, in Scripture it says that we shall not be filled by bread alone. So, Lord, I pray that we would not only believe, but, Lord, that we would praise you. We will bless your name. We will seek you, Lord Jesus, with all of our hearts, Lord, and that we will read your word, Jesus, day and night, Lord. Yes, Lord, I pray that we will not go hungry, Lord. Overfill us, Jesus. Lord, pour into us, Jesus, yes, as we seek you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that this place will just be overflown with your spirit, Jesus. Overflown with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, fill each, every inch and every person here, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord,
every person that's going to walk in here, Lord. Lord, I pray that each and every person will just have a new anointing today, Jesus. Lord, deliver your people today, Lord, from whatever, Lord. Lord, I pray that they will surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Surrender everything that is in them, Jesus, to you, Lord. That they will find their identity in you and not of the world, Lord Jesus. Fill them, Jesus. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Continue to work in this place, Lord. Lord, I pray that anything that they went through, any trauma, Lord Jesus, that they will give it to you in the name of Jesus. Raise them up in faith, Lord Jesus. Raise your people up in faith, Jesus. Continue to fill us, Jesus. Continue to fill us as we seek you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your, for just for everything, Lord. You're an amazing God, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. So, Lord, I pray, Jesus. May we praise you, Jesus. May any discouragement be just bowed down to in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray that we, that you just encourage your people, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That we shall not walk in the name of Jesus. That we will just be satisfied by you alone, Lord. That we will not go hungry for nothing else, Lord. They are so
great, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Amen. In Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, Lord, amen, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, hallelujah. Dear Lord, we want to remember to pray for those in the cottage and in the village tonight. Dear God, that you would work in their hearts. Continue the work that you have begun, Lord. Tonight is a night of your working, of your visitation. And so, Lord, walk among them and lay your own hand upon hearts and lives. And may they hear your voice, dear God, and respond to your call. God, we have that faith and expectant faith, Lord, that you will do it. You will do abundantly above what we could ask or think. Oh, God. Oh, God, meet everyone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. You may be seated. It's good for us to remember that we are saved by grace. Now, let me quote the verse correctly. By grace you are saved through faith. Not of yourselves. Come on, Brother Tom, help me out. Thank you. All right. See, we're good. We got it good now. We got it right. But it's by grace, through faith, you're saved. It's not of yourselves. And you know how we continue to walk in this Christian experience? By grace. By grace. And we need more of His amazing grace. We need more of Jesus. He gives Himself to us, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He Himself comes. Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings. It's by grace. And so we shouldn't forget that. And it's good for us to sing about the blood. It's good for us to sing about the cross. And to remind us that there's victory in Jesus. In His finished work, it is finished, He cried. It was a cry of victory. The battle had been fought and won by our conquering Savior. Hallelujah. And so there is victory in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the cross. Thank you for your blood. Oh, God, just cover us afresh tonight, Lord, with the precious blood. The precious blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Our sister Jessica has a testimony.
Let me
you didn't
see
know that Sister Jessica is our medical person. Did I say that before? She's our medical administrator, something like that, right? Medical administrator. Wow.
I'm a doctor's office nurse practitioner.
You're a nurse practitioner, yes. Too. Look at that. Well, I mean here at camp, you know?
Here at camp. Oh, yeah. Okay, administrator.
Okay, Dr. Jessica. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let me take a close look. Okay. Hi, everybody. My name's Jessica. I'm from New Jersey, but I was born and raised in Taiwan. I'm in the America probably 32 years already. More than a half of my life is in America, so I'm considered an American then. All right. After my young son, Alan, moved to Florida, I think I'm officially become one of the empty nest member. Although I'm still denying I'm not at the age yet. But it is a bittersweet mixed feelings. But they are not here. I miss them. Pilgrim Camp has been a very special place in my children's growth journey. From college, village, Nonantum, to staff. Driving along the way to here, I recalled every moment with them on the road. But they are not here. I miss them. When me and my husband stopped at the rest area, wanted to get some food to eat, the fried chicken from Royal Rogers. You know what I'm talking about, right? Which was a must-have fried chicken from Royal Rogers. For our road with the trip back that time, every year in the past. I sadly found out the Chick-fil-A has replaced the Royal Rogers. What? No kids? No Royal Rogers? But they are not here. I miss them. Every corner of the camp reminds me of my children's footsteps. But they are not here. I miss them. On the second night at the camp, you know, my mercy, my camp is there. And somehow God made me open the depths of the drawer and slowly open the nursing logbook. It was to recall all the campers for past years in this book that I see. And somehow I never do it before. This year I just flip over and hope over and see what's going on. And here that what I see. Year 2010, August 6, 9 a.m., Caitlin Watbogo, age 8, from Cottage. Problem, she has a headache, complaining about headache, like today.
Like today.
I gave him the Tylenol. Year 2021, Luke Gronsky, 11:40 p.m., he got hurt, you know, the injury on his left chest. He was running down the hill and hit the tree stump. Blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 40, heart rate 60, pulse 60. Blood pressure is dropped. He looks pale. I have to call the 911. He's complained about difficulty breathing. So he was end up in the emergency room. Year 2012, 10 p.m., Francisco Rosario. Where is he? Okay. He's complained about loose tooth. All right. I consult with the mom, give him some Tylenol to comfort. All right. Same day, 12:36 p.m., David Watbogo. Twist right ankle while walking. Year 2013, David Watbogo. complained ankle in pain. So I gave her the crutches. He was very satisfied with the crutches because at that time he's the only one used their crutches. All right, go to the next one. Continue. It's all here, okay? I'm not lying. It's all here. Year 2014, David Watbogo. Complained about stomach ache. I give him some Tums, so he's satisfied with it. Year 2014, what time? 7:30 p.m. Francis Rosario, bee stink to the calf after the hiking. Year 2015, Albi, okay. From Faithful, 9 a.m., complained about stomach ache. This is year 2016, Francesco Rosario, left ankle sprained. And I think it's back to year 2008. Tevin hurt his foot with the glass fragrance, active bleeding. I give I stopped the blood and give antibiotics. He said, no rep. That's fine. He used the barefoot, still walking all under the camp, going to the water and everything, never get infection. I was amazed with these guys here.
We're wearing shoes now.
Yes. So that's what I see, right? And my eyes were filled with the joy, tears. God showed me by witness all those children grown up in his love, came back to serve him, continue to follow Jesus faithfully. God told me, yes, they are here, and I love them. So tonight I would like to sing a song to thank you, Jesus. And I just want to tell everybody, before I got married, okay, my voice, it could be compared with, not Brother Phil, no, it's too high level, Winnie, okay? But after I got married, be careful, my voice changed, okay, a bit. Because I have to, not yell, okay, I use an improper voice to talk to my children and my husband sometimes. So my voice got changed. So if it's not really pleasant tonight, please be there with me. But I think that God will never mind my voice, okay? All right. I have, yeah, my children, come join me. Abby. Yeah, where's David?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, all right, so let me get my
No. Don't leave me here.
Yeah. Okay, Kevin, come up here.
He got you.
With me, yes. All my children, come here. Just stand by me, okay?
Of course.
Here.
Yes. She just did some moral support, guys.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Okay. I have the lyric, okay? Was a wretch, I remember who I was. I was lost, I was blind, I was running out of time. Sin separated, the breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope. For the bloodline. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Took my place, lay inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. It has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. There is nothing stronger than the wonderful. My heart was the blood of life.
to everyone. Mommy came into the middle of the night, tell me she's in fever. I need Tylenol. Audrey, he's right there.
Thank you.
Glory to his name. Many that have come through this camp and have gone on to serve you, not only here, but in other places throughout this world, Lord, you have sent them forth. And Lord, you laid a foundation here at camp. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we believe that you're doing it again. Lord, you are continuing to call. Call, and I pray that we would respond, Lord, our young people, Lord, our older people, all of us would respond to your call.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, you make us. You make us what you want us to be.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Who died for me? How happy then my life shall be. I'll live for him.
She was a IT spell. I said, I'm Martha 2.0. A little bit extra. But she would often give out notebooks and pens for the kids to take notes. And the girls will pass you a pen, too. Okay, you can keep the pen. Some are gel pens. Some are cool. Yeah. But I was thinking to revisit Psalm 23 a little bit today. Of the different things that Christ is. Christ is a lot of things to us, right? And God. One of my favorite ones is the shepherd, that he is the shepherd. I think early on when I got saved at 19, I found him as my shepherd throughout my life. At key moments in my life, there was direct direction in my life because God is my shepherd. And sitting there, what I think about my mother-in-law is because sitting there on Monday, whenever we did this, I came up with like seven different P words. Sometimes she would be like, you know, seven C words. You remember that? I don't know if these guys are too young to know my mother-in-law, but this group over here, right, she came up like an acrostic or seven C words. So I don't know why sitting there when everyone was saying different things, I came up with, I think about seven words with the letter P with Psalm 23. I was blessed this morning by all the my's, Brother Tom, and I hope we can visit those sometime again before we go, all the my's that God is. And the first one here is my shepherd. It's personal, right? So that's the first P. This song, The Shepherd, it's personal. My shepherd. Then we go to the second one. It's he makes provision for us, okay? So the first one is personal, right? My shepherd. It's personal, right? It's for you. It's my shepherd. The second one, he promises to make provision for us. Verse 1 says, I shall not want. Here I saw more like material blessings, you know, our food, our clothing, a shelter. You know, God promises to give us these things in this life. But verse 2 says, he restores my soul. Here I saw a spiritual and emotional provision that God provides for us. During our prayer meeting, some people prayed that they wanted to be healed from a broken past. Someone said they wanted to be healed from their emotions. Someone said they wanted God to purify their hearts. Someone said they wanted God to restore relationships in their lives. Those are spiritual and emotional blessings that the shepherd wants to give us, and he does give us throughout life. The third one was peace. Okay, so we have it's personal, my shepherd. The second one, he's provision, both a natural and a spiritual and emotional provision. The third one is peace. It says, he leads me beside the still waters. And I thought, we think about the world is in chaos. And yet at God's children, we can be in the world and experience his peace. I don't live in a box, and I don't live and surround myself 100% of the time around Christians, right? When I was the first one saved, my family, no one else was saved. And so we were still, when I was saved at 19, I remember having to teach Sunday school studying, and they were literally having a party in my living room, and I'm just sleeping on my bed or studying to teach Sunday school. And God's presence is there, and he ministers, and he helps. And so in the chaos of the world, because we live in the world, God promises to give us his peace. He leads me beside the still waters. Verse 3 says, he leads me in the path of righteousness. This is the right way. God has a will and a plan, I thought, over our lives. And that's where we find peace. Because when we do our way, and I know adults we've experienced, we've done things our way. And what happens? You lose your peace, right? You realize maybe I didn't do something right. You lose your sense of peace. And as children of God, that is our portion. There's another peace. A peace, right? God gives us his peace. Our own way creates chaos. Another verse I saw was 4, where we find peace. It says, fear not. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And what happens? When you're fearful, you lose your peace. And so God gives us our peace, and he keeps us from feeling fearful. And not that we don't, and so you feel fearful, but he works. He helps us go through the fear, right? You conquer your fears, right? We don't let our fears cripple us, you know? We keep moving forward in God. The fourth one is a protective presence. A protective presence. Verse 4 says, you are with me in the valley of the shadow of death. He's with us in the darkest moments of our lives. There's a protective presence upon our lives. Verse 5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Again, a protective presence. God protects us in all situations. Number 5, he anoints my head with oil. There is a pouring on our lives. The oil was a symbol of the Holy Spirit. The priests in the Old Testament would often have oil poured upon their heads. King Saul and King David. Oil was poured on them to anoint them as king by Samuel. They were anointed. He anoints my head with oil is a mark of being set apart by him. The Holy Spirit comes to us as we come to him. And he pours his spirit upon us. That is that oil, and it sets us apart on the inside. He gives us the strength that we need and the mindset to live for him and to walk in his ways. I love that song. His name is as ointment poured forth. Every time we sing that, don't you just feel the presence of God, right? Because Jesus is that anointing. Jesus comes to us. His name is as ointment poured forth. It is that anointing upon our lives that sets us apart, that strengthens us, that causes us to walk in that right path. All right, so you're doing okay with writing all these? It's personal, right? My shepherd. Second one, he's provision for us. The third one, peace. Very good. The fourth one, a protective presence. Number five, there is a pouring upon our lives. Number six, we become part of a pack. I won't talk about my golden retriever or David's golden retriever, but you know, a pack, you kind of stick together, right? It says, goodness, mercy, and me. That is the pack. Surely goodness, right, and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It sticks together, goodness and mercy. I thought of another pack we have is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and me. God promises to stick with us. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you, right, in Hebrews 13:5. And even when Jesus left, he said, I'm going to go now. But I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send one, the Holy Spirit, who's going to abide with you and be with you, the Spirit of truth, to guide you, to convict you. And so again, we become part of a pack. Yeah. And then number seven is the promise of paradise. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And here speaks about heaven, right? This world is not our home. The Bible says that our citizenship is in heaven, and so this world is not our home. And so may we live our best for Jesus, led by the shepherd, right? It's personal, my shepherd. Live your best life for Jesus, in Jesus, because he is your shepherd. And he wants to lead you and guide you as young people, as older people. He never stops being our shepherd. And I remember I had to learn that lesson, because I felt when I got saved, he led me into the military, into college, into work, to marrying Phil, and then I had kids, and then I was like, I think I lost sight of the shepherd. And I'm like, wait, the Lord still wants to lead us throughout our journey in life, okay? And so I gave you some peas, hope, and notebooks and pens, and the Lord bless you.
Amen. Amen.